Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Welcome Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness, recovering politician. One more episode of Republican Populist and What is to be Done. In these last days, there have been several events in the House of Representatives that are at the same time challenging and puzzling. Challenging because there's no longer a Speaker of the House. Puzzling because in the election for the Speaker of the House, what is before us right now, there is a very small group within the Republican caucus that apparently will vote for nothing positive and is obstructionist in some fashion. There are other words. And managed, however, to win the affection of all of the Democrats in the Congress. So, what is to be done? Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. Now we face a procedural matter where the Republicans are going to choose a speaker among themselves. And yet in the room will be these, I don't have a characterization of them, the eight will be in the room who seem to have friends in the Democratic Party. What is to be done? Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, John. Well, it's going to be very difficult because not every one of the eight was a Freedom Caucus member, so it's not specifically a Freedom Caucus issue. It's also interesting because I do think they tend to run the gamut. I can think of one who's at least would be considered a moderate if it's one of the eight. But regardless, I don't think any of them are running. And you've also had an instance where I think Donald Trump has floated his name to graciously serve as the speaker until the Republicans can sort this out. I don't think that there were any serious takers on that offer. He's also endorsed, I believe, Rep. Jim Jordan, a member of the Freedom Caucus, past leader of it, if he still isn't, who's running for speaker as well. I think you also have the current majority leader, Steve Scalise, who, as you recall, was shot while playing baseball by a Bernie Sanders supporter, amongst other victims when they were targeted by that individual. So I think that one thing we should all remember is there's two things to remember. Having been there, I would ask people to think about it this way. You are told to campaign without campaigning. They don't like the brass, pushy people who basically want the position too badly. They don't trust those types of people. And then the other part of it is they don't like people on the outside telling them who they should vote for. So I don't think Donald Trump endorsing Jim Jordan is of a particular boon. In fact, it may actually strengthen opposition to him. Jim may be trying to run for the position of majority leader in some type of agreement or deal with Scalise. If Scalise moves up, that would open up the majority leader spot. That is a possibility. The current whip may move up. It's Rothfuss from Pennsylvania, I believe. So there's a lot of intrigue and a lot of things going on, but the two rules are don't look like you're campaigning too hard, and then also don't get support from people outside because it generally backfires on you.
The Republican populace are a fresh idea, a wonderful idea. And these events in these last days have made it very difficult to see where they are in the caucus and in the Congress. Is there movement here? Because Donald Trump is generally understood as a populist himself. It seems a broad category.
Well, it's the three bigs, big government, big business, big labor. You don't like any of them, especially big government labor unions, such as the teachers or the SEIU. You distrust them. You know, you distrust big business, the corporations, and obviously you distrust the administrative state. The movement was long there. We've talked about it. Donald Trump basically put a hat on it and claimed it as his own, but the movement was there before Donald Trump, and it will remain after Donald Trump, although it may go maybe down for quite a bit if Donald Trump loses either the primary or loses the general in 2024. But in the final analysis, you really can't say this was a Republican populist move. This was basically Representative Gates, in what I like to call ouster Gates, ousting Speaker McCarthy for a whole plethora of personal and political reasons that had less to do with populism and more to do with opportunism. I think he's more concerned that when Donald Trump leaves the scene, he might be viewed as an heir apparent to run the movement or run for governor of Florida when DeSantis is finished. That's kind of where we're at. So it's gravely unfortunate for the Republicans, because when you look around us, John, as we will do, I believe, in a few moments, when you look around us, the world, our country, there's chaos and disorder all about, and the consequences of such. And yet, because of the personality of Donald Trump and because of this venal opportunistic move by Representative Gates, it is the Republicans who look like agents of chaos and disorder when the reality is quite the opposite.
And the decision-making these next days, the puzzle is Gates has a great deal of attention from the media. Is that a consideration for the Republican Party?
Well, it's a consideration for Mr. Gates, clearly. I don't know that it does anything to endear him to his caucus mates. There have always been politicians on both sides of the aisle who crave the limelight, who are attention seekers and will do anything to get it and to build their own brand at the expense of everybody else. So this is really nothing new. I don't see that it's going to endear to his benefit in the short or the long run.
Do you measure that the way the vote went forward is significant to the party? I mean, without the Democrats, it doesn't happen. Kevin McCarthy's still the speaker.
Oh, well, it's ironic, John, because basically you had Representative Gates on the eve of the vote saying that if Kevin McCarthy stays speaker, it'll be at the pleasure of the Democrats. And the reality is Mr. Gates and the other seven Republicans, they colluded with the entire block of Democrats to oust Kevin McCarthy. So Kevin McCarthy is no longer speaker at the pleasure of the Democrats and eight Republicans. But it's really kind of funny when you think about it. You had a unanimous block of 208 Democrats voting with eight Republicans, colluding with eight Republicans to get rid of Speaker McCarthy. And then these eight Republicans turn around and declare victory over rhinos. Well, a rhino is the one who colludes with Democrats to harm Republicans. And I think that Mr. Gates and the seven others really kind of revealed themselves there, didn't they?
That is McCarter writing in American Greatness about the turmoil in the Republican House of Representatives, where there is ahead of us the contest for speakership. And then, as Thaddeus says, if Mr. Scalise, who is majority leader, is successful, there'll be a new majority leader. There may be a new chief whip. A lot of change in the House of Representatives at a time of grave concern overseas, so we're going to turn to the Middle East. I'm with Thaddeus McCotter. I'm John Batchelor, the Friends of History Debating Society.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.